My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning as much as we can today about our defensive strategies to keep our body as healthy as possible is more important than ever before. Although we have a lot more at our fingertips and a lot more alternatives and complements, we also have a lot of misinformation coming our way from every direction of our life, be it in magazines, on social media, you know, coming at us through the television or through our radio. And, you know, there's just so much information out there. I think one of the biggest problems we have is deciding which way to go and who to talk to. I've learned over the years that everybody wants to feel better and everybody would like to have a healthier lifestyle. But the problem we have in most instances is that we just, you know, we might not have been successful in the past. And, you know, maybe we've tried other things before. But, you know, when you take a look backwards, did you do your homework? Did you ask questions? Did you do some research? Or did you just try to jump on the same bandwagon that somebody else was doing? You know, with us all being so different, it could be a completely different protocol for you. Because we never really take into consideration that everybody is coming from a different place, living a different life, different vices, different diet, different amounts of stress, and different ways that their body handles all the above. So taking all the information, you know, educating yourself and then formulating the knowledge that you need and then having open dialogues with your medical practitioners, that's probably the best way to go. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you some of the best guests in the nutrition naturopathic industry. And I think that it's important to hear all these different viewpoints coming from a lot of different angles. I work with companies that, and I love talking about companies' products, who think of us, the consumer, first, who have stood the test of time, who have great scientific background, and who take the time to use the healthiest raw products in their nutrients. Because like everything in our life, not everything is created equal. There are many, many companies out there that I choose not to do shows with. You'll never hear me say a bad thing about them. It's just that I prefer the companies that I think go the extra mile for us, the consumer, and I'm a consumer first. So tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my great producers, I am lucky to have podcasting that's available. All you have to do is go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You can download the podcast whenever it's convenient for you. And hopefully some information will come your way that you can utilize some way, somehow. And if it helps to get you healthier and put you in a healthier direction or maybe give you a healthier mindset or outlook, then we're successful. I send you to locally to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because I feel that they bring a lot to the table. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, so longevity is definitely on their side. The people at the store have decades and decades and decades of experience, so they've weathered it all. They're continually learning and educating and updating their information, so they become a go-to resource for people that are trying to find a better way of getting back, holding on to, or procuring a healthier way of living. I hope you'll take the time to stop by their store. They're at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You know, they come from a philosophy. Wayne Rudolph is their founder and the owner of the store. And what he wanted in this store was an information-based store, a store that took the time to spend time with customers who did the research, carry the best quality products available, and make sure, and hold the companies, you know, accountable, you know, to having good quality products consistently and not cutting corners. And I think that's really important because that's exactly what you get when you go to Stay Healthy every day. The most fully packed store with the best of the best products, the most knowledgeable staff, and of course, a full service environment. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. It really makes things, I think, a little bit more focused when we have great support and information on our side. Their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can enter your email and start getting newsletters and coupons and all that good stuff, keeps you connected to the store. It is an industry-based site, meaning that the articles that are on the homepage are up-to-date, relevant articles that if you just go once in a while and read the articles, you're going to be a little bit ahead of the game, and that's a good thing. And, of course, you know, like them on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about bone broth, and we're going to be talking with Peter Navarro, representing Ancient Nutrition. Peter's a pretty devoted health enthusiast with a passion for learning the ins and outs of supplementation. For over the past 10 years, a cumulative amount of knowledge has been obtained, and Peter has studied the library of alternative health books and has the drive to be well-informed on it all. He has helped guide individuals pave a path to live a healthier life through his wisdom and his advice. Working in retail has led him to new avenues to help everyone. He now has the opportunity to work for one of the industry's finest, Ancient Nutrition. And I think you'll learn a little bit more about bone broth today. It's been a while since we've done a show just on bone broth, but you know, I think it's a good idea because not only is the bone broth essential, but it has a lot of different benefits in a lot of different areas. And I know, I hope we'll talk about those today as well. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, I'm doing amazing. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. What's up? What's new in your world? Are you on the road or are you home? Where are you these days?
So I've been on the road after Expo, just a little bit of traveling to hit up some accounts that are out of state. But other than that, I'm excited to be getting back home soon.
Well, you know, it's good to be on the road, and it's also good to see what's going on out the industry. I mean, you know, as you travel around the country, and I talk to so many of my educator friends and peers that I've known for a long time, you know, I always thought that different parts of the country would have so many different needs and have different categories that they would be, you know, trying to deal with. But I think what I've seen over the last, well, probably 15 to 20 years, at least out of my 40 years. I mean, I've seen that a lot of them are running pretty parallel. You know, most people in most parts of the country, you know, have adopted a pretty unhealthy way of eating. And of course, stress is an issue. And, you know, there's individual things like environment and things like that that are different obstacles. But I think for the most part, people are just trying to find a healthier way to live. But we're seeing very similar instances of health and health problems all over the country. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Everywhere you go, people are just, you know, stuck in their ways. A lot of people don't want to change. A lot of people, you know, are just stuck eating the same foods. Like you were saying at the beginning of the show, a lot of them start to branch out and they start following trends they see on social media. You know, they have friends that, you know, give them information, maybe not full information and sometimes misinformation, and it actually can hinder their growth. So I'm just glad that we have products like ours and other companies are putting products out there along with education to help steer people on the right path. And I'm, you know, really grateful that we have people like you out there who are constantly informing people and keeping them up to date to help take their health to the next level.
Well, you know, I think what I've learned over the years is that you have to make sure that at least people have tools available. You know, it's a different world today, Peter, than it was when I first started. When I first started, there was no computers. There were no laptops, no smartphones, no Google, you know, no nothing. If you wanted to learn, you had to go to a library, and you had to sit in the library because many of the research books you couldn't even check out. So I spent most of my 20s and 30s and even into my 40s in the library. You know, that's where I learned. That's where I had to, you know, take the time to further my knowledge, because I couldn't bring information across when I didn't have it. Since then, we've developed all these different areas of expertise. We're bringing in nutrients and herbs and berries and plants and fibers and leaves and roots from all over the world. We've learned all of these things. We have beautiful blended combinations where we didn't have any of this, you know, years and years ago. So we have a lot of information, and I think sometimes maybe a little bit too much information, because sometimes, you know, you have to actually sit back and think to myself, you know, is this true to form, or is this just really sound like I want it to sound? And, you know, am I just following suit because I'm looking for something that has the same mindset? If you look far enough, you'll find something that agrees with everything. And I think what I've learned is that even though we have all of this information at our fingertips, I think that we're still confused. And I think a lot of people still throw their hands in the air and say, I just don't know where to go. And they don't think about talking to anyone. They just give up way too soon. And that's disheartening to me.
No, you're definitely correct, especially living in the age of information that we are living in. You know, we've definitely progressed over the years from, like you were saying, being in the libraries to now having this information at the tip of our fingers, of our fingertips. People now have access to so much information. Like you were saying, it's definitely a good thing, but it also can lead to a different road depending on what information people are getting and from who, because not everybody is invested in your health. Not everybody, you know, is about making amazing products. There's some people out there who, you know, unfortunately at the end of the day just see dollar signs. So having people who are steering you on the right path, having people who are providing information that's relevant, you know, it's extremely crucial and extremely important. And, you know, like you were saying at the beginning of the show again, I love the stuff that you tell people. It's not always going to be a one-size-fits-all. There's definitely going to be, you know, some people who will provide information that may be beneficial to you, and the latter. There'll be people who provide information that may not work just because of, you know, your body type, genetics, your lifestyle, you know, your previous ailments. So, it's so crucial to just, you know, pay attention and try to learn from the best and learn from, you know, who's, I guess the best advice would be to follow someone who's kind of, you know, live in the same kind of lifestyle as you. That way you can embody their journey, follow some of their advice, you know, look for people who have similar body types as you as well, follow the same struggles. And, you know, if you have food allergies, the people who have food allergies are always the best people to follow as well, because they're people who can always be the most understanding to you to help guide you.
I think another thing we have to remember is that nobody's going to knock on your door and tell you it's time to change your world. You know, you have to actually be willing to, number one, make change and be open, mind and, you know, emotions to be able to make change, and also be accepting of those changes, and also the realization that you may be heading down a pretty unhealthy road. You know, but we have to make our own decisions, and we have to make our own decisive date that we're going to start getting healthy, you know, because we have to do it on our own. And I think that's where one of the biggest things comes in, because we have a tendency to be so in our head and so in our world, and we've got business and projects and family and animals and life and projects and all these things that we're doing. You know, sometimes we'll just basically say, we'll say to ourselves, I don't have time to do this right now. You know, and we really need to have the time to be able to do this, because of the fact that, you know, there's no guarantees on longevity, and there's no guarantees on how long we'll be here. So we have to make the best out of everything we can, and maybe being a little better to ourselves right now, we could actually create a better environment for ourselves down the road. And I think that's really important. So I go back in time when Ancient Nutrition first decided to come on to the stage, and they brought this original line of bone broth. And let me ask you what you think. What do you think it was that, you know, in Jordan and Dr. Axe and all them, when they first decided that bone broth was something that the world needed to know more about?
So Jordan has always been a big believer, same thing with Josh Axe, and using ancient foods, ancient nutrition, mm-hmm. things that our ancestors used historically to help heal and nourish their bodies. So bone broth was something that Jordan actually grew up with. His grandmother used to make that for him on a regular basis. And as he got older, he just kind of, you know, steered away from it. He ended up dealing with his own ailments. And at one point, he ended up using bone broth to heal himself when he had his Crohn's disease. Flash forward a couple of years, he had actually hurt his knee. And he was drinking bone broth. but due to his traveling and the scheduling, he wasn't able to find a readily natural source of bone broth that was, you know, convenient and ready to take on the go. Most of them were frozen packs back then. So, you know, carrying around the cooler, you know, if you're on a plane, a lot of that stuff, especially traveling-wise, isn't always the most convenient, and, you know, TSA isn't always the most friendliest. But in his journeys, he decided that he wanted to find a company that he could get his own material from to make a product for himself. So initially, the product wasn't intended to be used for consumers. It was actually intended just to be for his own personal use to heal himself while on the road. Well, him and Josh Axe ended up linking up together, and Josh Axe is really, you know, in and passionate about collagen. So they ended up morphing this product together because they felt that people needed this information out there because it wasn't something that was really talked about. And also the nutrients weren't something that was really readily available as well, because they started to think, you know, if we're having a hard time getting this, you know, who else is having a hard time getting this? And I look at it myself from a standpoint of, you know, people who make bone broth at home, you know, it could be time consuming. It's not always the best smelling. Heat levels and the duration also play a huge factor, just because the longer you cook it, if you're not aware of what you're doing, you can, you know, raise the histamine levels. And, you know, there's just the whole nine. So having something that takes the guesswork out for you and provides nutrition and provides, you know, amazing ingredients is something that they had in mind just to share with everybody and to help nourish bodies.
You know, when I first tasted it the first time, and I literally have tasted protein powders for the last 35 years, you know, even farther than that. And I mean, we go back to a time that when there was just awful, disgusting tasting protein. And of course, there was a time, Peter, when long before you, I think, definitely, where protein was really only recommended for bodybuilders and for people that were doing, you know, grunting exercise workouts. And there was glandular powders. They had, you know, freeze-dried liver and kidney and heart. Oh, they were just repulsive. But that was what was available back then. So the mindset around it was, if you're not a professional bodybuilder, you don't need protein. Obviously, we've come a long way since then. And it was really nice that we're coming from a different angle with the bone broth protein and, you know, kind of bringing a long longevity of the past and a history and tradition of the actual bone broth and bringing it up and making it convenient for today's world. I like that part of this.
No, most definitely. And again, like you were saying, it's definitely good to know that we've definitely changed our ways and we've learned the error of our ways of thinking, you know, only certain things like nutrition and supplements pertain to certain individuals, when it's one of those things where we should all be taking an internal look, you know, monitoring how we're feeling, how food is making us feel. You know, are we getting increased energy? Are we feeling lethargic? Is something, you know, causing some kind of reaction inside of us? And I think that's one of the things that we have to get back to. Like you said, we're so caught up, we're so busy, you know, social media is really just grabbing our attention, and we're usually not focusing on ourselves anymore. And I think listening to our bodies and really paying attention to, you know, is this food actually being our medicine? Is this food actually being our fuel? Is it, you know, providing nutrients to get us to the next level and help us maintain our goals? I think that's probably one of the most important things that we have to get back to learning.
I think, and I'm pondering here for a second, I'm thinking that this line of protein really maybe woke people up that there was something different available. Because, you know, many of us, you know, in especially my age bracket, you know, many of us remember bone broth on the stove, you know, bring a big old pot of bone broth. And the time involved in making bone broth is very intensive. And it takes a long time, but, you know, if we can find an easier way to get the benefit today and fit it into our schedule, I think that's where they were going with this. And I think they were quite successful that you can get the benefit of that. I mean, if you still want to have bone broth and you want to drink it as a soup or a broth and drink it, I think it's wonderful. I love it. I was raised around it. I enjoy it very, very much. But in today's world, I don't have the time involved to be able to do this. And if I can use something that also has protein along with it, boy, I'm hitting two birds with one stone and getting the benefit. You know, I just look at it that way. You know, we have to realize that things, although are important and although they are beneficial, they have to also fit the schedule of the on-the-go people today. Hey, that's where I'm coming from.
No, most definitely, and I definitely agree with you. And again, it's so nice to see that bone broth is getting the attention it deserves, and, you know, it's really good to see that people are being receptive to it. I remember a couple of years ago when it's before we came out, it really wasn't a big thing. Still, when I was on the retail side of things, people would come in, and when people would think of bone broth, they would think of only, you know, CrossFit people or people following a paleo diet.
Oh, yeah.
And it started to take attention. People wanted to know, you know, why are these people drinking this? You know, what's so cool about it? You know, if these people are taking it, you know, the CrossFit community, they're very diligent. You know, they do a lot of their research, and they only want the best for their body, requiring maximum performance. So I think that's what really helped take off as well with bone broth, is that people were already interested in the information just because of a community who was utilizing things like this to help nourish their body, to help heal their body and rebuild it and take it to the next level in their performance. And it shows. I mean, if you see those CrossFit guys, you know, whether it's YouTube or Instagram, these guys are, you know, they're not playing around. They definitely care about what they're putting into their body.
You know, and another side of this is that you do not have to be an athlete to use it. And we're going to talk about some of those things. You could just be someone who's using it for health and good health reasons. I have seen a dramatic increase in stomach problems and gut problems and leaky gut and digestive disorders. And, you know, and I read periodicals and newsletters coming from gastroenterologists all over the country, you know, and you read their newsletters and they talk about the amount of people today that are suffering with gut and colon disorders. And they blame it on everything from stress and, of course, poor assimilation and digestion. But they also talk about just the ill health of the gut. And I was pleasantly surprised. You know, I've listened to Dr. Axe, I've listened to Jordan, you know, and I've listened to many physicians that talk about the benefits of using bone broth for helping to make a healthier gut lining. Now, I'm sure as you're talking to people, there's people out there that may never exercise at all, but they're getting the benefit for muscles and ligaments and tendons and all the things that protein is nourishing for. But a lot of them will say, I'm only taking it because it makes my stomach feel better. What do you think?
You actually hit the hammer on the nail with that one. There's individuals out there, again, who are not active, who, you know, just live regular lives, you know, like as we all do, you know, just working our 9-to-5s or our two jobs. But people definitely are taking a notice with their digestion, you know, as you always point out. There's an increase in digestive disorders, digestive issues. People are constantly, you know, stomach inflammation, you know, bacterial overgrowth. You know, now we're finding out about leaky gut and holes in the stomach and just a lot of malabsorption issues. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on in terms of digestive health. And it actually links into other parts of the body, too, that, you know, people don't often think about. So I found that a lot of people who are taking this have found so much alleviation and so much comfort just because it's one of those missing links, I guess you could say. When it comes to bone broth, you're getting nutrients that, you know, we haven't gotten in a long time, in a really, really long time. So to provide, you know, the amino acid contents to help heal the intestinal lining, to help soothe the digestive tract, you know, digestion is so important. It's practically, you know, it's our immune system. They call it our second brain. And, you know, making sure that we're providing it with the best nutrients possible, that we're healing it. And I think that's the most important thing. I think everybody who has not consumed bone broth already should invest in some type of bone broth, because I think it's extremely crucial. And I think that the results outweigh whatever you may be thinking that, you know, whatever you might be doubting yourself with, you know, because not only is digestion just extremely important, but it also goes into other factors as well, you know, taking care of your hair, skin, and nails, your joints, but definitely, definitely helping soothe the digestive tract and get people, you know, living regularly and helping them eat foods, you know, that are good for them. I know a lot of people just suffer from so much inflammation that some people can't even have a certain amount of fiber just because it just wrecks their digestive tract. So, you know, doing, you know, bone broth multiple times throughout the day, doing a bone broth fast, you know, definitely incorporating it into your diet, putting it in your coffee. It's definitely going to make a difference once you start consuming it. People talk about, you know, 2 weeks in, they start noticing, you know, oh, you know, I'm starting to see all these different benefits of my digestion. I'm not as bloated. I'm not as, you know, this, I'm not as that. My hair, my skin. I mean, some people notice results definitely quicker. Just, again, it's going to vary from individual to individual depending on, you know, how's the health and integrity of your digestive system right now. And if it's not doing that great, well, you know, that should be your first and foremost goal, and that's what bone broth will help. It will help you to absorb those nutrients and heal yourself.
When you look at the idea of incorporating the bone broth into your diet. You know, what I've learned is that I've met many people that did not process or digest, you know, different kinds of proteins like whey and pea and, you know, some of the other proteins that were out there. And they just never sat well on their stomach. One thing that was very attractive to me about this line was I didn't run into anybody that didn't really enjoy it or did not notice that it was very beneficial and that their digestive system, you know, had no problems with it. And I think that that's really, really something to be talked about, because I think that many of us, you know, somewhere along the line, you know, we've screwed up our digestive systems or we've compromised our guts and they're very sensitive and there's things that we could be benefiting from, but we may have created an environment that is now keeping us from getting the benefits we could be getting had we not messed things up along the way. But then you find something like this, and I get notes and I get messages from people that'll say, I can't believe it. You know, I've had this, you know, every day this week and I feel so much better. And none of the complications that I had with other kinds of protein powder. And that's to be commended, because it's kind of hard to be able to do something good for everybody. But I think for the most part, I've had great, great feedback.
I as well. It's definitely wonderful to hear, you know, because, you know, like you were saying, and I've experienced this as well on the retail side, and still to this day, people constantly trying to use, you know, certain proteins, whether it's whey, whether it's plant-based, and they just suffer from digestive distress with these products. You know, not everybody can handle those types of proteins, and, you know, everybody wants to try to take a protein supplement for whatever reason. So having one available that is, you know, not going to cause any digestive issues, it's going to not cause, you know, excess inflammation. It's definitely nice to know that we're going in the direction of having products like these available for people who, you know, can't handle whatever's out on the shelf right now. So it's definitely taking a turn, and I'm really excited to see, you know, what else we come out with and what's in store for bone broth.
We're talking today with Peter Navarro, and we're talking about bone broth, the original bone broth products. We'll talk about some of the flavors when we get back and a little bit more on the benefits and maybe some suggestions from Peter and maybe myself as well on how to incorporate it into the diet. And you're going to find the one that you like the most. I have a couple that are my favorites. We'll be right back with Peter Navarro, Ancient Nutrition and Bone Broth. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now, actually decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of ancient nutrition products available every single day. You can check out their herbs. You can check out the mushrooms. You can check out the powders, the keto line. There's so much to look at. Make sure you check all of the different divisions of the ancient nutrition line. Today, we're talking about the original bone broth, and we'll continue talking about that with my guest, Peter Navarro. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. What you'll notice from Stay Healthy is the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service, and that real connection, a feel-good feeling that this time around, I think you're going to be more successful because you're going to ask questions and get answers and maybe just be pointed in a healthier direction. And I think today we're all kind of starved for better nutrition and better information and maybe avoiding some of that misinformation that's coming our way every day. Stay Healthy. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. And remember, like them on Facebook and leave your email on their webpage to be connected for coupons and newsletters. StayHealthyLasVegas.com. So, Peter, when people are thinking about bone broth and they're thinking about using it, maybe they decide that they want to, you know, use it as a smoothie. It's wonderful in yogurt. It's just good so many different ways. Something different about the bone broth, you can actually use the bone broth in your cooking, and that's different than a lot of protein powders. Why is that?
So it's not going to be heat sensitive. That's one of the biggest things. It's not going to change the structure of the protein or the amino acid complex, so it's not going to denature it. And that's what I love about it as well, is that it's so versatile. I personally, besides consuming it in a shake form, I like to put it in my rice cooker. Turmeric, pure, they go great in there. It's always a way to spice up and protein enrich your rice. You know, it's a healthy way to just get more protein into your diet in general, as well as that bone broth and collagen. You can put it in your coffee because it's not heat sensitive. So it just opens the door and, like, you know, helps you, you know, just kind of be more creative with its versatility and definitely be able to, you know, kind of play around with it, you know, whether it's baking, whether it's cooking, you know, whether it's throwing in a stir fry, you know, put it in your rice cooker. There's just so many options available, and it's so, you can get creative with it. You can go bananas trying to find out different ideas and recipes that people do online.
You know, the thing about a rice cooker, and I love using my rice maker as well, but, you know, you can really change it up. You could take a starchy food and actually change that food by bringing in protein. And I like to use it in, I like to use the turmeric in with my long grain or my wild rice. And then I use chicken broth. Half chicken broth, half water. And of course, I like to chop up green vegetables like broccoli and things and mix it really fine, but mix them in. And I'll tell you what, it makes a rice like you've never had before. It's just takes the rice to another level. And, you know, you're taking a real starchy, plain rice and really kind of taking it to the next step. It's also great in soup. It's great in stuffings. And, you know, I'm a big advocate of eating yogurt. You know, I don't believe in all the candy-based sugar yogurts that are available today. I like plain yogurt. Greek or kosher yogurt, get the big container, and then I know what's going into it. So whether I have it in a bowl with fruit or, you know, I put my, you know, different flavorings that I like to put in there. I use my flavored flaxseed oils and throw in some chia seeds and ground flax and all that stuff. But I'll tell you what, you can use things like the vanilla bone broth in yogurt, add some fruit, and it's absolutely delicious. You take that plain, bland yogurt that's good for you, but you address your palate at the same time. The chocolate is fantastic. And I know people that like the coffee flavor in their yogurt. It just, You know, it just gives it a super flavor. So, you know, you can be very creative with these bone broths. And I have a friend that just chimed in. She said she uses the turmeric in the stuffing that she puts in her stuffed mushrooms. You know, she said, I love it in there. She goes, we add it to mashed potatoes. And she said, broths and soups are great. And somebody else just said they use the turmeric. They drink it hot, like an evening beverage in almond milk. What a great idea.
No, there's definitely room to play with all of the flavors. There's a couple that I personally enjoy as well. In terms of the chocolate, I actually learned this from Dr. Axe. You can either add a drop of peppermint oil or a drop of cinnamon oil to make a mint hot chocolate or a Mexican-style hot chocolate. And the coffee, you know, you can always mix it with heavy cream, have more of a keto, low-carb-based, you know, coffee drink in the morning instead of the, you know, usual high sugar, artificial sweeteners, you know, things that are definitely messing up your microbiome. And then my personal favorite is going to be the turmeric. So that one I actually discovered along the way when I was demoing, and it was a seasonal thing. So we actually mix it in eggnog and almond milk eggnog, and I got to say the spices definitely complement each other, and it's definitely a nice little sweet treat for around the holidays. It's just unfortunate we have to wait so long, but it's definitely highly addicting. So if you guys have turmeric around the season time, definitely try out the eggnog with the bone broth.
I just had someone chime in. She says she makes a double protein shake every morning, and she has a big blender. She said, I throw frozen organic fruit in there and almond milk and ice cubes and all my stuff. She goes, the only thing I don't put in there are my fibers. I wait, and then I add it to half of it, like my chia seeds and ground flax, stir it up and drink that. She goes, and I take the other half to work. She goes, and I have it in the refrigerator, and then about mid-afternoon, she goes, I'll pour it in a big glass, and then I'll bring a little container with my chia seeds and ground flax and all that. I'll add it then. Otherwise, it just turns into this big sludgy mess. She goes, if I put it in there hours before. She goes, and I drink it in the afternoon, and she said it just gets me over the hump, and I feel better. My blood sugar doesn't drop. She says here, she goes, I used to hang out at the vending machine and, you know, eat unhealthy stuff in the afternoon just to have energy. And I tried this just for the heck of it and been doing it ever since, way over a year now. So that's a really good idea.
No, definitely. And again, it's just so amazing that people are starting to just utilize bone broth, you know, more in their diets. And I think that it's one of the things where, you know, it's good for everybody. So no matter what age you are, so starting from very young, you know, depending on how young, you're going to have to, you know, make personal judgment and, you know, talk to your doctor. But with kids, for example, you know, growing up, development, bones, joints, teeth, help priming their digestive system. Those are all really extremely and crucial important things that, you know, we're dealing with even early on at that age. So helping set kids up for success, helping them prime their bodies and make sure that they're being given a fighting chance so that when they get older, you know, the integrity of their joints, the integrity of their digestion, it's just all being taken care of. Then you go into like the teens, the preteens era, where people care about their, you know, their hair, skin and nails, their, you know, not so much the joints, not so much the digestion, but when beauty is like really, really on the mind, that's it. You know, making sure that they're getting that bone broth and collagen to help with their hair, skin, and nails. Going into people, you know, a little bit older, you know, people who are athletes, people who are working out, you know, definitely getting that collagen and protein available to, you know, help repair those muscles, to help with those joints, you know, working out long periods of time or, you know, just old injuries that you've accumulated. It's definitely good to start getting that, you know, in the body and helping nourish. And then when you get a little bit older, you know, you have people who are, you know, a little bit more, you know, in the elderly age, I will say, that are dealing with a lot of ailments on their own, such as, you know, dealing with teeth issues. So definitely getting bone broth for their teeth. You know, they have muscle wasting, you know, joints, arthritis. They're dealing with all these different types of issues and ailments. So making sure that they're getting nutrients that are going to help, you know, help support healthy inflammation, help support healthy joints, help support, you know, detoxifying the body and strengthening the immune system. And, you know, just making sure that they're getting that protein, because especially as we age, some people don't know this, but your collagen store specifically starts to decline, you know, over time. So when you're not putting that back into your body, you're just kind of getting more and more of a deficiency, more and more declining, declining, declining. You can definitely tell in the integrity of your, you know, your overall body and your overall well-being. So making sure that you're providing those nutrients, especially at these crucial ages, is definitely going to make a difference in the longevity and, you know, how you feel day in and day out for the rest of your life.
This is interesting, and she has commented before, and I'm glad she's doing it again. She is a success story with gastric weight loss surgery. She had it done. She had broke her back, and I know who this is, and she was actually in bed and with surgeries flat, laying flat for about 16 months because her back was broken so badly. And she is up and she's recovered. She's had many surgeries, but during the time of being in bed, she put on a massive amount of weight. And I get it. So she had gastric weight loss surgery and she had bypass surgery, but she's done it right. She uses the right vitamins and she uses everything. But I remember when she started using the protein powders they recommended, she threw up constantly and it made her very nauseous and very uncomfortable. She has been using the bone broth powder and still uses it 2 or 3 times a day in very small amounts. She mixes it with yogurt, makes a small protein shake, and you know, she does it quite successfully. And she's even talked to her bariatric surgeons, and she's actually talked at some of the classes they have and recommended the bone broth because she said everybody that she knows that uses it, it finds it very comfortable, very soothing, very non-irritating, very absorbable, and also very pleasant on the palate. So I don't know if it's in category that you've talked about, spoken about. I think we've discussed it maybe once, but honestly, it's nice to know that there's something out there. And because it's so low in the caloric area and it's not bloating and you don't get gas from it. So I think that's probably another reason why they find it to be very effective. So I hope you'll pass that on.
I will. And I just got to say, like, wow, I'm honestly really happy to hear that, you know. Being in our field, in our line of work, so you don't always get to hear, you know, the most awesome success stories, unfortunately. But when you do hear them and you see people who are taking their health to the next level and, you know, investing time into their health and, you know, just consuming amazing nutrients and, you know, then just taking their success and, you know, sharing it with others and helping others. You know, I think that's just—it's just an amazing thing. I'm kind of—I don't know really what to say right now. It kind of got to me, but you know, it's just a beautiful thing, and I'm really glad that you know she's paying it forward, and people, there's other people out there who are paying it forward with their success stories and their testimonials, and I just think it's amazing. It's amazing when you know we go and we do such a selfless act, like help one another and give people advice and try to help those who want to be helped and help those you know who need it. So.
You know, I have a friend and she's a runner and she runs every day a little bit, you know, and then she trains for marathons. Obviously, her weekend runs are like 10 to 15 miles. And during the week, she runs, you know, 4 to 8 miles every day. And she's been a runner for a very long time. She said, she just chimed in. She says, I like the bone broth, she said, because it just tastes good and gives me energy. She said, I've done all of them, Jeff, as you know. And she goes, this is the one that I settled on. She said, I actually started using it because my gastroenterologist said I had a little leaky gut. So I was using it for that. And then I just decided that I liked it enough that I have it 2 or 3 times a day, plus my well-balanced diet. She said, I have great strength. My muscles are better. My hair and skin and nails grow really, really long and healthy. And she says, it just feels like I'm able to repair myself from the exercise that I do because I think that it's the bone broth that helps to help with the connective tissue. She says, so please tell your guest, us runners, we love it. Cool.
I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you. Again, it's just one of those things that's helping everybody out. There's just so many different ways you can do it. One quick way that I personally like to do it, whenever I'm suffering from a lot of digestive issues or it's just been I've been traveling a lot and, you know, I just didn't bring my products with me and I'm really suffering or starting to show symptoms of digestive issues, I like to actually get myself into ketosis. And once I'm there in ketosis and can, you know, fast for a certain amount of time, I like to actually just have a certain amount, maybe a half a scoop of bone broth mixed with some heavy cream multiple times throughout the day just to help. And that's pretty much what I'll have for like 2 to 3 days just to help get all that collagen into my body and definitely saturating my digestive tract. And I got to say, it definitely makes a difference. You can totally tell the difference when you're, you know, using it in a fasting form as well. It helps speed up the results, I guess you could say.
You know, I've seen people that have I've seen previously, and then I'll see them later and they'll say, look at my skin. and their skin looks really, really good. And I'm just like, wow, what did you have something done? And they're going, no, you know, I'm drinking more water. I'm eating a good diet, but I added in the bone broth. And when people see a change and they see a difference, they want to talk about it and they want to be able to. Well, the same people that don't see anything want to talk about it too, you know, but obviously when you see a change and you're getting beneficial benefits and you're thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, I want to show this to somebody, you know, let them know about it too. You know, word of mouth is amazing. And if you can find something that works on the hair and the skin and the nails, you know, and does it really consistently, and those are outward visible signs of benefits that you're getting on the inside as well. I always say that, you know, the hair and the skin and the nails are a reflection of what's going on the inside. You know, so if you've got really good, healthy looking skin, you know, chances are there's some good things going on the inside. If there's adverse problems, you know, in the healthy, unhealthy skin, we might need to find out what's going on the inside. Maybe adjust our diet. Maybe we need to look at our guts, because our gut is the decider of where we go with our health. Everything starts in the gut.
Definitely. I definitely agree. And probably one of the last things I'll touch upon is, yes, like how you said, there's people who are going to experience those amazing skin benefits. There's going to be people who see amazing, you know, results and success with their nails and their hair. For those of you who may not be seeing anything, it's one of those things where just remember that our bodies have a goal of their own. And if you're somebody who's dealing with digestive issues or any other kind of joint or health issues, your body's going to fix those first. So even though you may not be seeing the hair, the skin, the nail results, things that you want to be seeing, just know that your body's smart enough to be fixing those things that, you know, we may not think matter, but are always our number one priority to keep us alive.
Do you ever feel that when people start using the bone broth for a period of time that they ever have to stop using it? Or do we consider this a food and just we get the wonderful luxury of using it as often as we like?
We consider it a food and you have the luxury of using it as often as you'd like.
That's what I think too. Somebody just chimed in. She said, do people ever mix different flavors together? Yes. I know people that mix banana and chocolate together. And I know some people that they're using the turmeric and they're mixing it with food. They may add the pure in to kind of, you know, spread it out a little bit more. But the turmeric has a really strong, spicy flavor. And if you like that kind of curry, kind of Indian kind of curry flavor, you're going to love the turmeric. If you like chocolate, you're going to love the chocolate. You know, if you're a coffee person, which I'm not, I did not like the coffee because I don't like coffee. I love the smell of it. I just don't like to consume it. But people that like coffee love the coffee flavor. Now, the cinnamon apple was completely different for me because that one, believe it or not, I mixed it with apple juice. Have you ever tried that?
I have. That's probably one of the best ways to do it. Or making like a hot apple cider with it. Now you're talking my language.
I really like it. But you can mix that as well with something creamy like an almond milk or, you know, half and half or heavy cream. You know, it really does allow us. And the wonderful thing is this is so low calorie. You get all this benefit and low calorie as well. That's why it's not really a meal replacement, but you can use it as a breakfast. And the more you dress it up, the better. You know, people just ask, can I add fruit? Can I add nuts? Can I add fibers? Yes, you can add all of that to the blender. It's a great time of the day to get a whole bunch of stuff into your smoothie. What do you think?
I definitely encourage people to follow that practice and that belief that you have. You never want to, you know, just have it as a standalone meal, but you definitely can power it up, you know, whether it's a smoothie, whether it's, you know, you're adding other calorie-rich nutrients to it, you know, a superfood smoothie, you know, a keto smoothie, you know, just mixing it in your yogurt like you do. There's just, you know, so many ways to definitely incorporate this into getting more nutrients into your body. And you know, it's again, the versatility, that's just what makes it so amazing.
Another question. What if you were fasting? This just came in and I'm not really sure. If you're fasting and you're doing a juice fast for, let's say, 3 or 4 days, but you're also busy and you're active and you don't want to add anything that's going to really take you off that area, can you incorporate in bone broth?
There's people who definitely do a bone broth only fast. I personally have no experience with using it while in a juice fast, but I don't see that it would be an issue.
Yeah.
It's just going to depend. Some people, you know, some people it keeps you satiated. Other people like myself, I cannot do it without, you know, being in ketosis. I can't do any kind of fast without that, just for my own, you know, biology and body.
So if you're going to fast, you would do a water fast?
Yes.
Yeah. Not everybody can handle that. That's pretty rugged. that's pretty intense. I mean, you got to be really ready for some change to do a water fast. I did one when I was really young, like back in my early 20s. So that was a million years ago. And I did a 21-day water fast supervised. I had a physician that I worked with. And I'll tell you what, it kicked my rear end. It was rough. And I don't know how people do it, but by the time I got done with it, I mean, I felt amazing. And I did really well with it, but it was not easy. And even at that young age, it was rough. So kudos to people that can do it. Hey, Peter, I want to thank you so much for being here. Thanks for spending time on the bone broth today. And thanks for bringing people up to date. We haven't spent a whole hour on bone broth in a while. And I really appreciate your time and your energy.
Well, thank you so much, Chef, for having me. And thank you to everybody listening. Ancient Nutrition, we really love and appreciate all of you and all of your support. You as well, Jeff, from the Staying Healthy store. Just thank you all. We really appreciate it.
You have a wonderful day, my friend. We'll look forward to our next show.
You as well. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Peter Navarro, representing Ancient Nutrition. I hope you'll take the time to check out their full line of products. They have great products to look at. They have the bone broth. They have the organic bone broth. They've got bars. They've got keto. They've got herbs. They've got mushrooms, essential oils. I mean, they have so many great little divisions within their line. But go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, and they'll show you all the products that are available from Ancient Nutrition. The bone broth... have great everyday low prices as well. So check out the red labels when you go into the store. And that goes for all the products at Stay Healthy. Great prices every single day. Did you know that Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? They are. They're also in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Stay Healthy makes it easy for you to find that one place go-to location that's going to make you feel like you're part of the Stay Healthy family. Get your questions answered. Know that you're choosing from the best of the best in every category because that's all they carry. If something's not there, I usually wonder why, but there's usually a reason. They're sticklers for quality and integrity. They want to work with companies that think about us, myself included, the consumer first, and they want to make sure that their products are using the best raw products as well as the most up-to-date formulations. You know, I love working with companies that take the time to think about us, you know, and as things change and as new technology comes out and new scientific studies come into play, they are looking at that and updating their lines and making them more absorbable, more bioavailable, and thinking about us as the changing world. The things that we talk about today, we never talked about 10, 20, 30 years ago, you know. 35 years ago, I was doing radio shows and we were talking about things like just B's and C's. We didn't have a lot to talk about back then. But look at today. If you walk into a health food store today for the very first time, you are seeing things that you might never even imagined. And the luxury of these beautiful formulations that are now available makes our life so much better, so much easier, and I think much more complete. Try Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll be glad you did. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to leave your email address on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and you'll start getting newsletters and information and coupons and in the know, and you'll be connected to the store, so you'll be able to get some great, updated, relevant information. Of course, liking them on Facebook, throw them a thumbs up, and you'll be connected to them every day for their great post. I think today we need to search out the best of the best in every category. I have a friend, and she's in her 90s, and she always says, you need to have a great health food store, a great mechanic, and a great accountant, and a good doctor. And, you know, I think that she's probably right. You know, today you have the choice. You have the choice to choose where you go. You have the choice to use what products you want to talk about and which ones you want to try. Be a little bit harder on these companies. Be a little bit more selective. Be a little bit more picky on the things that you're putting in your body. Don't just grab something to grab it. Don't just do something because somebody else is doing it. Ask questions because, you know, we can line up 100 of us and all of us come from a different place and our bodies are in a different location and our health status is different and our vices are different and our food is different and our sleep patterns are different, what we drink, what we eat, how we act, how we react. Everything's different. So being able to ask questions and being able to tailor it to you. Make your nutrition designer nutrition made just for you. And the best way to do that is to work with the people that have the knowledge to help you out. And that's why I send you to Stay Healthy. Of course, I want to thank Ancient Nutrition for being here today. And of course, Peter Navarro. And remember, this podcast will be available on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. You can go back and click on the archive icon, listen to any of the shows you want to listen to when it's convenient for you. And make good health convenient. Be well, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.